David Warner scored his second century of the match as Australia extended their lead over India to 363 runs at stumps on day four of the first test at the Adelaide Oval. Warner made 102 as Australia reached 290 for five in their second innings, after having earlier bowled India out for 444, Nathan Lyon taking 5 for 134. Steve Smith, who like Warner notched up a century in the first innings, was unbeaten on 52 at the close of play. New Zealand levelled their five-match ODI series against Pakistan by scoring a four-wicket win in the second match in Sharjah. Bouncing back immediately from Pakistan's three-wicket win in the opening match, this time New Zealand successfully chased down a target, reaching a score of 255 to win in 46 overs. Matt Henry took four wickets as Pakistan were bowled out for 252, despite Mohammad Hafeez making 76. Half-centuries from Anton Tevchich and Kane Williamson then set the Black Caps on course for victory. No play was possible on the final day of the West Indies tour game against a South African Invitational 11 in Benoni due to rain. The touring side would have hoped to follow up two dominant days by completing a victory, but the weather ensured that the match was called off as a draw. Sheldon Cottrell took five wickets on day one to bowl the South African side out for 125. Marlon Samuels made 203 and Devon Smith 174 as the West Indies made 508 in reply. Dawal Kulkarni has been called up as a replacement for Bhuvneshwar Kumar, who's returning home from India's tour of Australia with an ankle injury. Bhuvneshwar was ruled out of the ongoing first test, and the Indian bowler have confirmed that he'll now head home to undergo a rehabilitation programme. Kulkarni has played four ODIs, and although he's featured in squads previously, has yet to make a test debut.